Hi, this is Beatriz Arana, and I am with Fort Worth-based Presage Solutions, a managed services firm specializing in Texan small businesses that need in-house IT support at a competitive price. Presage was founded by Jay Hamilton in 2000. Today, we are announcing limited-time network security assessments at no charge for small and medium-sized businesses in need of IT support services. These assessment reports detail every on-premise computer and application, along with prospective weaknesses, ramifications, and opportunities for remediation. Presage does not want to replace existing IT departments for companies that have them. We typically aid established IT groups or serve as a contracted IT provider for small businesses, especially those in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. For those that don't have IT, we serve as your in-house IT department. Services span from application development to help desk to implementing hybrid cloud architectures, all across our own co-located server racks. There is an entire infrastructure that needs to operate smoothly around small business operations, both technical and commercial. Everything from accounting to marketing, that infrastructure is supported by Presage's IT systems. Visit www.presagesolutions.com for your free network assessment and to see how we can help you grow and scale your startup or SMB properly.
Justin Burr from Google with your inside look at Google searches that captured the country's imagination this week. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. Thursday was International Women's Day, and people marked the occasion in a lot of different ways. McDonald's turned their M upside down, Barbie unveiled a new line of dolls, and the Eiffel Tower lit up with a special message. What did she say? People turned to Google to look up the phrase inclusion writer after actress Frances McDormand mentioned it in her Oscars acceptance speech. The term refers to clauses that can be added to an actor's employment contract to ensure racial and gender diversity in the cast and crew. Amelia Earhart was the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic, but vanished during her flight around the world in 1937. However, a new forensic analysis of bones found on a remote island in the South Pacific are likely to be hers, solving the mystery of her disappearance. Get ready for some new M&M's flavors. Starting April 1st, you'll see Crunchy Espresso, Crunchy Raspberry, and Crunchy Mint candies on the shelf. But they won't last forever. Fans will have to vote on their favorite by May 25th, and the winner will be revealed in August as a part of their flavor vote campaign. What a calamity! Merriam-Webster officially added dumpster fire to the dictionary this week. That's right, it's not just a hashtag anymore. To learn more about what's hot on Google, visit google.com/trends.